Good morning, Boo Buddies. This is Ruth, also known as R2UK. It's Tuesday, the 26th of October, 2010, just about midday. And this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I've been quiet recently, although I have been trying to keep up to date with everybody else's boos. I've recently started following Documentally, after a recommendation from Simon Toon. I must confess I haven't quite listened to all of his yet, but kudos for getting an interview with Johnny Ball. He's one of my heroes. I enjoyed listening to that. But yeah, I've been listening to Pawari and Simon, and I need to say congratulations to Andy, also known as the Northern Bloke, who is now a married man. Hope you guys are very happy. It sounds like a fabulous do. I love the idea of getting married in a cave. I'm jealous. Also wanted to say congratulations to James Syzygy on being offered a promotion. As Simon suggested, I do have a few thoughts on the joy of management, which I will try and get to in a bit if I have time. And also Rob, also known as Acrobat. I've been listening to him as well. It was lovely to see you as well, Rob, when you popped in on your way to your conference in Manchester. Wanted to sympathise with Simon about trying to find local tradesmen. What we need is Angie's List, isn't it, in Britain? Which Angie's List, if you've not come across it, is a US service where people can write about tradesmen that they've used, and you can search for recommended local tradesmen, and there's reviews of them. I'm sure I've found similar sites in Britain, but I don't think any of them have caught on like Angie's List has done in the States. By the way, if any of you American listeners do use Angie's List, John has got some discount codes or some promotional codes or something for them, so head on over to photowalkthrough.com for details of those. Just got to get some advertising in there somehow. Trying desperately to get John to make more money. But yeah, I mean, when Acrobat popped in to see us, we had our local television engineer out because we've been having problems with our television setup. We always have a bit of a nightmare with TV engineers because they're not used to people not having actually a television. And we don't have a television, we have a Mac Mini connected to a screen. So they're immediately confused. And our Mac Mini actually has both a Freeview receiver and a FreeSat receiver in it. And our Freeview receiver was just not working at all. And we had the same old battle where the engineer turns out and he uses all his electronic equipment, and he first turned up and he said, oh yes, I can see that signal's not strong. So he tweaked the aerial, which was apparently pointing in completely the wrong direction, and got it so that everything looked fine on his equipment. But then our Mac Mini was still not getting a strong signal, and it wasn't strong enough for us to watch any channels. So you're then stuck with thinking, okay, well, is it a fault with our Mac Mini or a fault with our Freeview adapter or what? And, you know, there's expensive components in there, and it's not easy to just switch components out. And obviously they're not standard components that the engineer brings. But yeah, we have always used our local TV aerial company previously, and they haven't really let us down before, but I was left after this encounter thinking, I do wonder if we should be trying somebody else, because, you know, at the end of the day, I now have, you know, I'm used to being able to record one channel and watch another channel, and I'm now stuck with only the FreeSat receiver working, so I can only record one channel off that at a time. I could spend some more money and buy another FreeSat receiver and plug the other LNB in, because we do have two LNBs in our dish. But, you know, from Googling on the web, that doesn't necessarily seem to be a supported configuration by the ITV software that we use. So, it's all very confusing. It would be nice to find a local tradesman who had a bit more of a clue about modern television stuff rather than anything else. I can see I'm at 4.5 minutes already, and I haven't even started talking about promotions and management yet, so I'll do that in a separate boo. And Simon mentioned the potty training stuff, and I've got a good old rant about that that's going to come out at some point, I think. So yeah, there's some more boos brewing, and depending on how today goes, there might be some more coming today, if I get some quiet time. But for now, I'm still here, still doing all right. Nice to catch up with everybody. And I'll talk to you all soon.